Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody ever asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, I'll be saying that actually, yes, that is what it says on my birth certificate. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode. You can find it at danq.link/birth. Actually, yes, that is what my birth certificate says. I've been going by the name Dan Q for almost 19 years, so like two-thirds of my adult life. I haven't needed to show anybody a deed poll for over a decade, I suppose, once you've got passport, driving license, bank account, bills and things in your name, there's no need to prove that you ever changed it. What's more important is what it is now. And yet, sometimes, just sometimes, upon hearing my unusual name, somebody will ask, "Yeah, but what does your birth certificate say?" What does your birth certificate say? They usually have that same judgmental tone of somebody who might insist that one's real name is the one assigned closest to birth, and no other name really counts. Anything else is just pretend. This is, of course, bullshit. In any case, my birth certificate does say Dan Q. Fuck the haters. It didn't used to say Dan Q, but nowadays that is exactly what my birth certificate says. Because, you see, I was born in Scotland, and Scottish law, in contrast to the law of England and Wales, permits a change of name to be recorded retroactively for folks whose births or adoptions were registered there, courtesy of the Registration of Births, Deaths and Marriages, Scotland Act 1965. Pedants out there might already be wanting to scream at me about the fact that there are a minority of circumstances under which the birth certificate can be modified retroactively under English law, and that that can potentially include name changes. Let's debate that in the comments if you follow the link to my blog post, but I promise you, I've heard it all before. In any case, I've been considering this correction to my birth certificate for a few months, and then more recently I filled out an application form, wrote an explanatory letter to help the recipient understand that yes, I have already changed my name, but I'm just trying to modify a piece of documentation, and then within a few weeks I was holding an updated birth certificate. It was pretty easy. I'd flip-flopped on the decision for a while, not just because it's a functionally pointless gesture. As I mentioned, I don't have to prove that my name has changed to anybody anymore. There's no doubt what my name is. But I also flip-flopped on it because I was concerned about what it implies. Am I trying to deny that I ever went by a different name? Am I trying to disassociate from my birth family? No, obviously. But it feels right to make this correction, to bring my birth certificate in line with the rest of my documentation, and indeed to say fuck the haters to the folks who claim that the name on a birth certificate only is the one that is real. As a bonus, I now know my way around yet another way for some Brits to change their names. Thanks to my work on and at freedeedpoll.org.uk, I get an increasing amount of email from people who need help with their name changes, and I've now got first-hand experience of an additional process that could be a good choice for some people some of the time. I maintain that a free homemade deed poll is the easiest and cheapest way to change your name as a British citizen, and that's exactly what freedeedpoll.org.uk helps people produce. Since its relaunch, by the way, it does all its processing entirely in browser, which is totally badass from a hosting and user privacy perspective. But in any case, the next time that somebody says to me, "Dan Q, yeah, but what does it say on your birth certificate?" Then I can say, "Actually, yes, that's exactly what my birth certificate says." Once again, this episode was based on a blog post, which you can find at danq.link/birth. If you've enjoyed today's episode, leave a comment over there or drop me an email on podcast@danq.me. I love to hear from people who've read or listened to things I have put on the internet. And as always, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much.